I got this problem right here. Will you heal me? Will you take care of me? I got my own faults. But Lord, I thank you that your son Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I thank you that you came to me and called me out of my sins. And even when I was dust, when I was so dirty that nobody else would pick me up, you still loved me and picked me up.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 81 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Perry White, I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
The Jaguar Journal, your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
I really look forward to hearing more about those partnerships, like with P&G. I know that the game, it's become more than just the game and the battle of the bands, right? There are so many events, especially for the students to showcase their talents and all of their academic prowess out there and connect them with good jobs in industries and businesses that they maybe wouldn't have thought of. And the tickets on sale right now for the 51st Bayou Classic this November 30th. $20 to $199. Tickets on sale right now. It did sell out last year, so don't waste your time. Go ahead and buy your ticket ASAP.
Dottie, for the people that want to keep up and follow, what should they go to keep up and get more information for the Bayou Classic?
Well, we have mybayouclassic.com, which is our website. And we are, at this point, as far as I know, the only classic that has an app. So you can go to your app store and purchase that. We have Facebook, My Bayou Classic, and we also have Instagram, at Bayou Classic 74.
Listen.
So there's a lot of social media out there. We're always available to you. Just go to our website. We have everything right there, and we'll connect to communicate with you. Thank you for this opportunity. It is the energy and everything that's going around Bayou this year. It is amazing the calls we're already getting, and we're already setting up hotel rooms. And I tell you, that's the other really important piece is your hotel room. I know when you go in, you have to pay for the first night, but I tell you, it's important you get that done because they go fast and sell out, especially the schools, Hilton and the Hyatt and the hotels around there, the Hyatt House, and, you know, all the hotels in New Orleans, they're I mean, we started with having to beg these hotels. Do you know how many hotels that are begging us now? We have over 40 hotels begging Bayou Classic to allow them to be on our website and to give us a rate for our guests. I mean, I'm overwhelmed.
I like the energy. You're saying we have the energy. I like the energy because you're exuberant. And listen, if you need some energy around this year's Classic, Brandy and I, look, if you need us at any events you want us to be a part of, and look, use this platform. You're more than welcome anytime because, listen, we have a listenership and viewership not only with here on the radio around the Baton Rouge and the Capital City area, but as well as our viewership with our YouTube Live and our Facebook Live. And people not only from Southern and Grambling, of course, we have the ears of Louisiana, but all around in terms of SWAC, HBCU lovers, football, people that just love New Orleans and want to find a reason to come to New Orleans, right? We have that. So this platform is open anytime you have any information or anything you want to put out there to the people that you feel could help this thing be more successful each and every year.
Well, thank you, Perry and Brandy. And I have to tell you, you're part of our family now. So you know what that means. We depend on each other.
That's so it. What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live.
What's going on, everybody? I am Perry White. I'm the host of the Jaguar Journal. I want to make sure that you guys tune in live each and every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on radio live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Oh,
opinionated, outspoken, informative. The Jaguar Journal. Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
Good morning. We are here bright and early on a Saturday. Good morning to everybody. It is the Jaguar Journal. I am Perry White. Good to have you guys with us. Woo, we're getting things rocking and rolling this morning. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. We're going to have a really good show. We're going to catch you up on a lot of things. And how about the Olympics? Have you guys been paying attention to the Olympics? Yesterday, I just witnessed and found out that breakdancing is a part of the Olympics. And let me tell you, it was very interesting to watch. I did not know this was a thing when it came. I knew this was an international competition, right? But to actually bring it to the Olympics was pretty new. America and China going back and forth in terms of Olympic gold medals and overall wins. Basketball, kind of been up and down, men's basketball. But nonetheless, they'll be playing France today for the gold medal. I'll be paying attention to that because, you know, there's been question marks when you circle the basketball side on the men's and the Olympics. And, you know, I've been quite impressed at the international stage of basketball and where it is now, and just watching these other teams really assert themselves and put pressure and apply pressure to the American team, right? And you look at the American team overall, this is an all-star cast of NBA players. It is the upper echelon, the best of the best that we have in our country. And, you know, you would think in your head when they go play anybody outside of the States besides maybe the guys that are international within the league that it should be blowouts. But these international teams are like, no, not today. And they're giving them a run for their money. So we'll see what France does today against America for the gold and how things turn out for that. So this should be an interesting show today for you guys. I hope you love it and like it. We're going to talk a little politics. We're going to talk some sports. We're going to look around sports around the state of Louisiana, as well as sports right here at home in Baton Rouge for Southern University. And I know you guys are just anxiously scratching and itching and just want to know what's happening over there on the Bluff. Terrence Graves taking over the program. This is his first fall camp. I can tell you, I've been on the campus. I've been right there in a few of the practices, watching his team grow and grow to get that chemistry and understand with these coaches. I've been acknowledging and looking at the coaches and watching them from their positions and coordinator spots. This is going to be interesting. I want to see how it all comes together, right? I want to see how it all comes together. But what I can tell you from what I've seen with Coach Graves, he has full command. You know, he is there. He has full command of this program, the way that he wants to coach it, the direction he wants to take it, and his vision for it. Now, it's just like cooking something. You have the ingredients, you put it in. Now, just because you have all the ingredients and you watching the YouTube video on how to do it don't mean your stuff going to come out looking and smelling and tasting the way that they did it. Sometimes it takes a couple times, right? Then sometimes you get it right the first time. That's why I'm going to be curious with this program and where they're headed and with him. Put in the right ingredients, right? The right ingredients are coaches that are well-seasoned, that have the experience, that have been places, that have been head coaches themselves being a part of this staff. That's the part I'm looking at with the right ingredients. Now, you take those ingredients and can you get them to be a great product at the end of the day? And a great product, I think, well, not even I think. I know for Southern fans in the Jaguar Nation is Atlanta. One Southern fans won a hosted SWAC championship in Baton Rouge. That's just been something that Jaguar fans have kind of been looking at. But, you know, other than that, it seems we've kind of overlooked that and just said Atlanta at this point. However we get there, let's get there.
Most of the time,